I love that music. There's just something about that. That is the music that should be under the Biden ads. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And Jason, sorry, I've been getting texts and some quick emails here after you mentioned that you hate the Biden commercials. People are loving them because they laugh. They're so funny, you know, the accomplishments over the last 47 years that are non-existent and what he's going to do to turn this country into a socialist, proud Marxist nation is just, it makes them laugh. Makes us cry, though, that 20-somethings actually believe that because they've been indoctrinated from our school systems. This is what they have learned. Mark is on the line right now with us to talk about white privilege at 884-9910. Hey, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing with that white privilege you have out there?
You know, I heard you say something about losing white privilege or something, and I was wondering, does that mean I get to quit my job, go home, and just live off the government, and I don't have to hire illegals that don't speak English? I can actually hire white people that speak English?
Well, I mean, you could give everything up and live off the government, but I don't think you're that liberal.
Not yet.
I don't picture you as a Democrat.
If this country turns socialist, I might be able to adapt very easy to it. I think we talked about that. But hey, I wanted to ask you something. This thing is getting really close. I mean, is there that many stupid people in the United States? Is there really that many stupid people?
Well,
off, that's a question, and that's actually a legitimate, honest question, because This shouldn't even be close. Biden shouldn't even be being mentioned in the media. So I've got to ask you straight.
Let me answer your question. First off, I don't think it's that close, Mark. I mean, look who's doing the polls,
really?
And it's the media. Yes, I don't think it's that close.
I hope you're right.
But then again, like I've mentioned before, I've been poll watching. So last night, as I was watching the polls, and I actually watch at the largest intake location. I do the South Town Library down here. And I guess from the numbers, they have had the most people come in and early vote. And that's even number two, who comes in second, is the convention center. So they've seen a lot of people in there, and I try to guess. I do the game of, you know, liberal, conservative, liberal, conservative. And I can't tell you how many times every single day, first-time voter, brand-new voter. So we are getting, as opposed to the 2016 election, where all of these 20-somethings went out and they were, you know, screaming and crying and everything like that, that forgot or just didn't want to vote, you know, even though they were screaming for their candidate. The people now in that age group are voting, and they're voting early.
Nice.
And so that is what scares me.
The other thing that was kind of interesting to me, I don't mean to get off of the subject, but it's still kind of the subject. Ever since the debate, and they said it this morning on the news, which I thought was kind of interesting since it was like Channel 2 News, which is totally left. They said something about people are asking to be able to change their vote. They already did the ballot voting. But now they're coming back and saying, we want to change our vote because of what Biden said about getting rid of oil and gas. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And I was wondering if you have any idea of how that works or if it's even possible to work.
I don't know. I'm going to have to contact an election official. Oh, wait a minute. We've been trying to do that for a month now and they won't return our phone calls.
Yeah, that figures.
Okay. I will have somebody look into that, because now that you ask it and I think about it, I don't know. I don't think you can change your vote. But this is why I always encourage, you know, don't be there the first day of early voting. Early vote, but wait for a few days, because truth is constantly coming out.
the other thing these people can do if they don't have to worry about that is just vote for Trump the first time, and then you don't have to worry about going back and changing your vote.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is.
Yeah. You make it so simple, Mark. Thanks for the call today, Mark. You take care. 884-9910. That's the talk and text line. And we can go to, we've got Michael on the line. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling into the program. Or maybe we have Michael on the line.
Monica,
there we go.
Monica, that was fast. Between Google and the Washington Post today, there's a thing on there about being able to change your vote.
Okay, how do you do that?
I don't know the answer. I haven't had a chance to get into it. But it's on the national news that there's a way, apparently, I don't know whether you can check it on the break or somebody can check it while you're doing the show, but Google came out with something about it today.
Perfect. Michael, thank you so much for calling that in. And yes, my producers will work on that right now as we continue on. So 991fmtalk.com. That's how you can get to the webpage for 99.1 FM Talk. You just take the this is such a terrible way to say it. Take the point out. But we're always right on point. So it's crazy. 991fmtalk.com. That's our webpage. Answer today's poll question. Have you already voted? Have you voted? Have you early voted? How did you do it? Or are you waiting until election day? Because there are a lot of purists out there and the lines might be long, but you know what? I have seen some of the numbers that are coming out, and this election is going to be the most participated election ever participated in. The numbers are there. They are just incredible. More people have registered to vote. Unfortunately, here in Nevada, they passed same-day voter registration. So we'll see how that number turns out on November 3rd. But also go to my page. If you want to go to my page and find out the fundraiser, the GoFundMe page for Douglas County for the airport there, it's real easy. Go into the schedule, put weekdays. You'll see all the pictures of all those beautiful, handsome men come up. Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka, Lars Larson. Click on my picture. And that'll take you directly to my page. And I have got so much good stuff on there that you need to check out for yourself. I've got the GoFundMe page link there. It'll take you right to it. I've got Bregan.com. I had Dr. Bregan on with me yesterday. The final Fauci treachery report. That's a great one. You can bypass the media blackout and go directly to the Rudy Giuliani site. And you can find out more about the Biden crime family. You can find out more about the world lockdown and why it should not be happening. You can go to gbdeclaration.org. All the links are there for you. Everything you need to know on how we are being scammed and how we can fix it. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Buzz this morning. Buzz has some information for us. And it doesn't look good for those people who have already voted. Hey, Buzz.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for researching this information. What do you got for us?
Well, I can't claim that it's 100% factual, but I poll watched this morning, and the question came up at my particular location. And the man in charge of the election there, or the polls, said, once you cast your vote in Washoe County, and I don't know if maybe it was Nevada, but in Washoe County, he said, you're done. That's it. You cannot change it. And he also said that there was a person that came in and said they wanted to vote again because they didn't get a chance to vote for the president when they submitted their ballot.
What?
Said, well, you missed something. It was the number one on the list. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Humor.
there's some odd individuals out there, but you know, this is what we have to keep an eye on. And I tell you, Buzz, thank you so much for being a poll watcher. That's so important right now. I saw some very interesting things last night when I was watching, and I was kind of impressed actually with the poll workers because of the things that they didn't let bog down the process. You know, it was the end of the day. Somebody came in with a if a vote for Democrats is a vote for socialism, and they had a donkey and a, you know, stuff on it, and there was nobody else there voting, so they let him go through rather than change his shirt. So I mean, it's nice to actually have some people with sense that are in charge of all this, because you could tell who the liberals were in the room. They were freaking out.
Everyone that I saw was amazing at the money or at Double Diamond today. So
absolutely fantastic.
We've done it for 5, 6 days, and they've been amazing people.
Yeah,
working
all
hard,
volunteers
to keep
too.
Yep. Anyway, it's all good.
All good, Buzz.
We'll see
thank
what
you so. Yeah. That's going to be the big night. Of course, if you heard anything about that ad that had ran earlier from the Lincoln Project, don't buy into the Lincoln Project. If you believe in the Bushes, then like I did, then you've been masked over. Because the more research that I have done now, rather than just listening to the media, finding out the things about George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., I mean, yeah, they're a part of all of it. A part of all of it. That's why Obama actually considered George Bush Sr. a second father. You know, these people are all so deeply in bed with each other that it's really sickening. It really is. And how they're trying to destroy this company or country. Well, it is kind of a company. And finally, we got a businessman in there that knows how to run it. Okay, I am so impressed. I am so thankful that I have the listeners that we do. Ever since I started talking about this earlier in the morning, and I know it's not just because of me, we went from $3,700 on that GoFundMe page for the MAGA peaceful protests in Minden because of the fines that have been issued by the tyrannical Sisolak and his goons that for this bogus COVID thing. It's already jumped up $300 over that. So we're at $4,066 now. We're going for a goal of a little over just under $5,600. So we've got another $1,500 to go. Look at all the anonymous $20, anonymous $25. This is just in the last like 8 minutes, 16 minutes. Joseph, Lene, Chris, Manuel, Brian, I love you, Brian, Anthony, and I'm recognizing my listeners' names here. So appreciate it so much. Whatever you can do, we are going to show Sisolak that they cannot dictate what we can and can't do. Okay. How does COVID know that there's more than 50 people there? How does COVID know there's more than 250 people in a room or outside? Or it doesn't. This isn't how it is spread. Wash your hands. Try to be cleanly. Try to have some, you know, what is that saying? Cleanliness is next to godliness. There is no difference in this year than any other year with the deaths that we have taken from the flu. Now, I am sorry. I am deeply, deeply sorry if you have lost anyone in your family due to complications from COVID. Because less than 10,000 people around this country have died from COVID. That number that they keep trying to scare you with is with COVID. That means a heart attack. That means cancer, diabetes, all of these other horrendous diseases that kill people on a regular basis every single year that we don't put masks on. And again, I go back to tuberculosis, a respiratory disease, highly contagious. Yet people, businesses aren't shut down. Businesses aren't forced to close. People aren't laid off. People aren't forced to wear masks everywhere they go. So what is it about? It's about control. It's about China's control over us. Look at the three countries that are involved in all of this, in all of the different hoaxes that are going on around us. Now they're dragging Russia back into the laptop. It's Hunter's laptop. They haven't denied it. It's his emails. They haven't denied it. Yet the media is pushing it as Russia disinformation. This is all garbage. It is all garbage because we have a president who is doing something in the government. And boy, I feel sorry for all those 20-somethings out there when they actually wake up and see how stupid they've actually been and the damage that they've caused to the people around them. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today. Make sure you join us tomorrow. Eric Trump will be our guest, along with a couple of other people like John Sarpolis from NPRI. We're going to talk about voter fraud, which, oh, by the way, just so you know, just clicked on this nice little link here. Finally, seeing some charges. Postal worker. Postal worker charged after 100 absentee ballots were found in a dumpster. So it's nice to see some justice finally happening. So many things going on. We're also going to have, Oh, who do we got coming up? Oh, John Taffer. If anybody's ever watched Bar Rescue, I can't wait to talk to him. I think we're going to do that on Thursday. You know, there's a basic fact. If you've ever watched Bar Rescue or Restaurant Rescue or, you know, any of those shows, you'll notice that they get in there and they do deep cleanings of all these places that are failing. Well, what is the thing that they find the most? Gunk. Grime that a lot of your favorite bars and restaurants are not doing deep cleaning. So we're being shut down for no reason. And we're still on shutdown. And I know people disagree with that. We're not on shutdown. Bars and restaurants are open. Yes, we are. Until every single mandate is lifted and we can go back to our lives, we're on shutdown. I don't care what you say. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jesse this morning. Hi, Jesse. Thanks for calling into the program. You, you want to talk about the Biden ads as well?
Why do we have to run those?
Well, by law, you know, it's if you run one ad, you have to run, it's called non-compete. You have to run everybody's ads. And that's the thing with political ads is you can't turn them down. It's not a, trust me, they get like the lowest rate schedule possible. So nobody's making any money off of them. But this is what they spend their money on.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll take their money as anyone else's.
That's right. And know the lies and just laugh at, I mean, Jesse, seriously, do you think that if Joe Biden were to be elected, that your taxes wouldn't go up? What do you think?
Oh, I think they would, Mama.
See? People get it.
Yeah.
Even though
no,
they can
I,
play
I
those.
Totally,
They can say whatever they want in those ads. People know the truth.
I just thought we had. I thought we had more of a choice.
No, but unfortunately,
I hear you, Mama. Well, I know where my vote went.
That's perfect. You're not going to change it. I love it. Jesse, thank you so much for calling the show. Let's check in with Jill this morning. Hi, Jill. You wanted to talk about GoFundMe?
Yeah, I think it's great that you are raising that much money in order to help the county pay the fine. However, you just said a little while ago that you're going to stick it to the governor. Well, by paying the fine, you're not really sticking it to anybody. You're paying the fine, which means you're buying into it, you're complying. The best way to stick it to the governor is to tell him to stick his fine where the sun don't shine and not pay him a dime.
Well, unfortunately, that means then ABS, Avionics, and the county could lose their licenses because he is...
They really can't. They can fight it. It's just a fine, and it's a silly mandate, and there's a lot of ways they can fight it. Their license is just a piece of paper, and they've paid for the license. So that the reason that OSHA is able to do what they're doing is because everybody is complying. People need to stop complying. It's the same with mask wearing. Take off the mask. If enough people take off their masks, then people don't have to wear masks. I mean, this is America, and that's what we were founded on, was people that didn't like the way things were, so they massively got together and changed things. This is a way that they can change. OSHA has no authority. They're a federal institution.
You know, Jill, I'm right there with you. That's what I want to see happen. I want them to ignore.
Well, you're encouraging people to pay, which is nice that everybody's doing it. I hope that it goes to help little guys that have these fines that they need to pay. But still, it's like paying the fine is telling the governor, like, oh, okay. Well, yes, sir. I mean,
well, somebody else started this, so I'm going to help them publicize it and advertise it. But I wish people don't have the backbone, Jill. They don't have the backbone. Every business that I go into, you know, they do not have the backbone. The fear is too strong. And the only way that we can do that is to get rid of these people through the election process. And we can't let this happen again.
By paying a fine, you're supporting them. You're paying their salaries.
Well, yeah, but you can take that both ways.
You're also you don't know where the money's going. That's $5,000 that you have no idea where it's going. Whose pocket's that going into? It's either going into some OSHA guy's pocket or it's going into Sisolak's pocket.
Oh, you mean from the fundraiser or the fine?
The fine. The money. If the fine is paid, where's that money going?
Well, you know what?
Is there any kind of checks and balances? It's a brand new. This is all so new that there's no checks and balances. There's no record as to where it's going. So by paying the fine, that money is going into somebody's pocket.
You know what?
And
Jill,
you know what? I should run for government so that I can do it. I'd love to have somebody put money in my pocket. So I'm going to just start fining people, too. I'm going to go issue some fines. Because
you are absolutely right. So that's the next project. That is the project right now for my producers, is to find out where this fine money is going. Is it going into the general fund, which Governor Sisolak has already raided? Where does it go? Jill, thank you for your contribution. That's what we're doing now. Okay, we got to go. Thank you for everybody hanging on the line, but we got a quick Fox News update. We'll be back right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Log on to 991FMTalk.com and answer today's poll question. Have you early voted? How did you do it? Or are you waiting until Election Day? Let's go to the talk and text line. Oh, and today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much, guys. Yesterday's poll question, quite interesting, and that is, should you kind of throw Republicans under the bus? Lou Dobbs fighting with Lindsey Graham about Lindsey Graham's constant, oh, yeah, we're going to get into Obamagate. We're going to get into Obamagate. And now nothing until after the election. Obamagate was Obama and the team spying on the Trump team. Do you get rid of a Republican in the Senate or the House because they're do-nothings? 90% right now said no. You do not do that. So the list is out there. You know who they are. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Bill this morning. Bill wants to talk about those fines on businesses. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling into the program.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, I don't understand why they, CDC and some of the scientists, like 60 scientists, say that the masks do no good, and why you can't turn around and sue the county or the city or who's ever in charge of this mess, that they can't we can't turn around and sue them for coming in and messing with our businesses and giving people tickets. Some guy got a $3,000 fine for him coming to his gun shop. I thought that was ridiculous. And man, if something's got to be done very, very soon, because if not, we're really going to have one hell of a mess. And that's a comment from me, a free man, Bill.
Bill, that's a great comment. And, you know, there was a business owner who he racked up over $40,000 in fines, and he took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they said no. He didn't have to, or the state Supreme Court, and said, no, you don't have to pay those fines. So keep in mind, every state is different. But then again, OSHA is a federal organization. So they've got us so screwed up, Bill, and so turned around that I don't know if we're ever going to find the answer. I'm looking for it, though, because I did find something that if OSHA issues the fine, it goes back to the U.S. Treasury. So I'm going to do a little bit more digging. But, Bill, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for standing up and being a free man. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. And Frank wants to talk about Biden. Hey, Frank.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't know how Joe Biden comes across as talking for all Americans. This man, under George Bush, I made a lot of money in my 401k because the New York Stock Exchange did very well. Under Obama and Biden, I made nothing for 8 years. Nothing. Then when Trump got in, all of a sudden I had a major hit or a major gain on my 401k again. So every time Biden says, all Trump wants to do is look at the New York Stock Exchange for whatever he wants it to do, it helps middle America. I don't make a ton of money, but my 401k I rely on. I made a lot of money off of George Bush. I made a lot of money off Trump. I made zero for 8 years off Biden and Obama.
Frank, Harry Reid put it out there when he lied about Mitt Romney, and he's happy with it. He said, we won, didn't we? It worked, didn't it? They don't care if they lie. They think that we are so stupid that we will believe the lies because they have the help of mainstream media. But people have come to the conclusion that mainstream media is flat out lying to us, and they are misleading us, and they are not giving us the truth. So, Frank, congratulations in the stock market. Keep it up. Just make sure that you have a good financial advisor, because something is coming. There is a bubble coming, and I want you to be protected. Frank, thank you so much for calling into the program today. And that's where we do need good advisors. Gene is on the line with us right now. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling into the show. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I was just wondering why nobody is mentioning how Trump has helped the youth and people on drugs and people kidnapped and imprisoned in other foreign countries. I mean, that shows his love and his appreciation and respect and care for the American people. And if anybody wants to check out what the past presidents have done, they can go to the archives, the presidential archives, and research and see what they did do. Not what they said they're going to do or what they didn't do, but what they did do. And that's what people, we need an informed people out there that vote, who know what's going on in this country and know the consequences that we, the American people, are going to suffer if we make the wrong choice and put the wrong person in there, because we've done it before.
You know,
and we
Gene,
know
that's,
the consequences.
And that's why we have to fight to get that education system back. You know, we need to take federal dollars out of the universities, and they need to fend for themselves, because if all they're going to do is be a liberal bastion for the socialist, communist, Marxist, Maoist way of life, then, you know, we need to be done with them, and we need to put more into, you know, our K through 12 and get these kids the real education that they deserve.
On the universities, how come our kids don't get, really, unless they've got some good guidance from their parents, when they graduate their graduation certificate, it's useless to a lot of them. And they pay a fortune, leave in debt, and the parents pay for their clothing, their food, their shelter. So what in the name of heaven are we paying for? Are we getting ripped off upside down and both inwards and backwards and outwards and top to bottom? What's going on?
Because people were manipulated into thinking that they have to have higher education to succeed in this world. And it's not true. You know, if you want to go into mathematics, if you want to go into, you know, the sciences and become an astronaut or whatever you want to do, a biologist, yeah, you need higher education. But there are millions of kids that have gone through universities that they didn't need all that. They just needed a good trade school. They just needed some learning hands-on to do what they wanted to do. And if you want something bad enough, if you want something so badly that that's going to be your future, that's what you love, you know what? You'll put the work in. You'll put the time in to get that education, however possible. That means that you'll get a part-time job. You won't go to the parties. You'll do whatever it takes to work your hours around. No. We have got to stop this free ride to the universities that put the majority of their money into sports. It's ridiculous what they are cranking out. And I know a few university regents, so I, you know, sorry, don't mean to irk you guys off, but the only thing that tuition is paying for and all this money is to go for all that tenure, to go for those pensions, to go for other people's retirements that don't even show up to class and teach their classes. It's called priorities, and we need to set better priorities. Don't listen to somebody who just, oh, we need higher education, more and higher education. No. We need a better K through 12 of reading, writing, arithmetic, science, engineering, all of this stuff that makes us great, that makes us exceptional. Because that's what kids learn in school now, is that if you say, you know, I want to be exceptional, all they learn is that they have white privilege or that they're a racist or that they can't do that because they're all equal. Well, they're not all equal. We're not all equal. Trust me, you don't want me flying a plane. You don't want me doing surgery on people. But I can sit behind a microphone, go out in public and be behind a microphone, and present a good case for the public. And there's a lot of people that can't do that. We all have our qualities, and we need to build on them. And when somebody doesn't see their worth, doesn't see their quality, then we have to build them up. We have to start and keep bringing people up to our level, not bringing people down. And that's all this country has done for the last 20 years. It's the dumbing down of America. It's the dumbing down of our education. So other people, so other countries that have literally paid us to fail have taken away our jobs so their education can be superior. So we just lie down and take it. No more. And that is what your vote is also saying when you vote for President Trump. When you vote for the majority of Republicans in office. We have to build back up this country's exceptionalism. We have to stop taking all of this for granted. Stop saying, oh, we have a constitution in the United States. You know what? That thing has been so shredded by picking away at it from the politicians that have been in office since, I don't know, Stone was discovered. We have to take it back, and we have to once again build back up that Constitution. And hopefully with Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Barrett now, maybe we can send a message to the Democrats that pretty much says, we're not going to take this anymore. We're done. This will not be a communist, Marxist country, Maoist country, whatever you want to call it. Americans are taking America back. Just be ready for it. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the program on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Hey, thanks to Nissan of Carson City for our poll question today. How are you voting? Are you voting in person? Have you already mailed in your ballot? You can't change your vote. So make sure you know all the facts. I'm going to try and whip through these emails really quickly because, well, we're just down to 2 minutes here. But this is why I say at the end of my show every day that I love you. Go to your polling place to vote. It is not any more dangerous than going to the grocery store. Don't be sheeple. Thank you so much for that. Darn, she's really got a great point, as in Jill. I've always wondered what kind of that kind of thing myself. It's like the money recovered from the war on drugs. Where did it all go? Defiance. Remember the nationwide 55-mile-an-hour speed limit imposed by President Nixon to save fuel and in the interest of safety? It took about 25 years, but how did we get rid of the hoax? Defiance. There was no saving fuel, no reduction in the traffic fatality rate, according to the records kept by emergency service and police. Yes, people paid fines, but not all. Monica, Jill was totally right about everything she said. OSHA is a federal entity. They have no business in local stuff unless it's a hazmat spill, etc. Anna, thank you so much for that. And that has Ben, what I found online is that OSHA fines go to the U.S. Treasury General Fund. So there you have it. Hi, Monica. My grandson went to a trade school and now is an electrician and a foreman on his job. Thelma, that is absolutely awesome. And here is one more thing that I follow. It's called nomorefakenews.com with a real journalist, John Rappaport. As my readers know, I have been exposing the fact that no one has proved the SARS-CoV-2 virus exists. That's COVID-19. I've been exposing the fact in a number of articles coming at the issue from multiple angles. You're being used and you're being abused mentally, financially, and in a lot of cases out there physically. We can't stand for this anymore. America needs to take America back. I love you, Americans. You're fighters, and we're going to do this. Have a great day. Mwah.